Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Damian Haas, filling in for Amanda Lehan Canto.
And today, we have a pretty incredible guest here. Ooh. Someone who reached out to us, who wanted to be here so bad. Jacksepticeye.
Hey!
It's true, I did.
You did, in fact, do that. We feel very cool that you reached out to
us. We really do. We can't emphasize enough how much we talked about it in the office.
Everyone's just been making fun of me all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. We do that to everybody, though.
Oh, fair. So I'm part of the crew?
Yeah, the crew, the cast, all of us make fun of each other all the time.
And I'm filling in for Damian Haas.
Nice. And we're going to cut all of Damian's stuff.
Great.
Yeah. Great.
We're joined today by Sean Decepticon. Sean, apparently you do internet content. Can you tell us about... I'm so excited.
Can we just turn this into like a dude bro podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to talk about crypto for 60 minutes.
And women and why we...
Yeah. And what's going on
there. Why we don't like them and have never touched one.
Yeah. That's 90% of podcasts. So let's just be like them.
Yeah. You got to talk about elk meat or like somehow.
Oh, true. Yeah. Our brand deal is going to be way different.
Elk
meat. I'm telling you, it's about camel milk.
Jack links. Deer jerky.
Deer jerky is actually pretty good.
Really?
Do they?
You're talking to a guy who will eat anything.
Who's killing animals.
I will kill deer for fun. I will just chase one like a cheetah and get out of my own car to do it.
I use my bare hands.
I'll eat anything, and deer jerky is pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So you were telling us beforehand that you reached out to Ian.
Yes.
And Ian was extremely unhelpful in getting you here at Smosh.
Yeah.
Wait, Ian Peacock was?
That you reached out to Ian, you're like, hey, I'd love to be on Smosh. And he was like, hey, cool, man. Yeah, I don't, whatever. And then you reached out to Spencer, what? And Spencer got the wheels turning.
Spencer locked the fuck in.
Yeah. So shout out to Spencer.
What did Ian actually say to you?
No, what Ian
he,
just...
I reached out to him because you guys were talking about, like, we could get this person on and this person on. Ian knows everybody. He could just reach out. And I was like... I love these guys. I want to come on. And then I reached out to him, and he was like, yeah, that's awesome, man. It's 4th of July week, so everyone's out of the office.
I'll
like
so I'm drunk.
He's like, I'll pass your email along. Like, where should we send it? And then that was kind of it. And I reached out to Spencer, and Spencer was like, cool. Everyone's really excited to have you on. We're going to have you on to this, this, and this.
Nice.
Ian's like, look, man, I have no power here.
Yeah.
I'm just Ian Peacock.
I couldn't give two shits.
That's He's an
so
ideas
funny.
Guy.
Damn it.
He's like, I'm not going to be there. I don't care.
His DMs list is just every YouTuber just being like, hey, I'd love to come on sometime. And him just ignoring it.
Wow. Let me tell you about the 405.
You have been watching Smosh.
Is that weird?
No. It's very cool.
I don't... Okay, divided. Cool. You have a different opinion.
It's real weird.
All
no,
of our viewers are like, yeah, is it cool that we watch this?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. I actually felt nervous about you coming here, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah, it felt like I don't get starstruck, and I like have only more recently started watching your videos, but like you're a really big name in the space, and it was like, oh, I hope I don't like knowing that you were already enjoying Smosh content. I was like, oh, I hope I don't suck in person.
Yeah, well, like, you were my least favorite member, so.
And that's fine.
got that out of the
you'll
way.
You'll fit right in.
those TikTok accounts. those TikTok accounts ranking the members, that's me.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Yeah. That's all me.
Just you. Thank I don't think you. I've come across those.
Really?
No. I'm don't. Glad I, yeah.
That's demoralizing as fuck.
I'll stay away.
It's rough.
To be fair, you're like top of the list most time.
Oh, really?
Because it's TikTokers.
Thank you. I got to get that algorithm. Damn.
They're all like fellow autistics. They're all like.
That's true.
We got to get in on this.
Yeah.
Our people.
Look, he blinks a lot. I do that too.
Now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
He's just like me.
Wow.
How do you feel about autism?
Yeah, Shane.
It's pretty cool.
Sick. Wrong answer.
It's the internet. If one person says that was sick, I have to go, you didn't really think about the consequences of every word you said.
You're just trying to be PC here.
No, I think it's cool.
It's a superpower.
It is?
Can be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I remember the other day. Okay, can I say the other day you guys went in to play Tapple.
Yes.
It was like you, Angela, and Spencer, and you came out, and I think I talked to Angela, and I was like, so how many games did Damien win? And I think it was like you won all of them, and I was like, yeah, of course.
It wasn't all of them. It was a fair chunk, but like, yeah, I guess.
I didn't win the ones I let them win in.
That's true. I had to let them win a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But that also just might be, I think you're just good at that shit. Like,
I think I just like patterns in games and like I'm either gonna like really get the game or not at all.
Right.
Like anything like Chameleon, I suck at.
Sure.
I suck
that,
a lot.
That was one of the things I told Spencer. I was like, I don't want to play werewolf.
Really?
I'm not good at it. I just don't like people lying to each other and doing all that. You guys are a more fun group, but I did like Among Us for years with people. And
sure.
I love all those people, but sometimes I go to bed at like 4 a.m. being like, I think they hate me.
Yeah. It's hard not to feel bad about that.
It can be rough. It's definitely a thing where in the moment we get intense, and then once the game is over, we leave it on the field.
Yeah.
But I just had to go to bed at like 4 or 5 a.m. on my own and just...
You guys also like would play Among Us for a long time.
And I played with like the best of the best. And
yeah.
They were so good at making me feel bad about myself.
That shit is intense.
Yeah.
No, we have like an established group. It's also in person. So
that
you kind of like,
it easier.
You kind of get to talk afterwards and debrief
hit
a little
someone
bit.
If you don't like
yeah, we fight.
Yeah, we strike each other.
We meet up in the parking lot afterwards. And we just go for it.
Boxing.
We're gonna do skins versus skins. Let's go.
That's what's up.
I think also something like Werewolf is a lot easier than the long form games like Among Us, where you have to lie to your friend's face for like 20 minutes. Like one night Ultimate Werewolf is like 5 minutes of like, oh, ha ha ha, you really got me this time.
As
opposed to like, we've been friends forever, Shane. Like, look me in the eyes.
Right.
I would never do this. And then you
I
was just the guy who's like, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
I'm imposter. Okay. Oh, whoopsie, I'm bad at it. Oh, thank God.
Sorry.
My move a lot of times in Werewolf is just to say that I'm the werewolf. And somehow it works.
Solid strategy.
It's not even a strategy. I'm just like, I'm bad at lying, so I'll just be honest. But then people are blown away by it, that they don't believe it, and it works.
It says more about you than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You really do take a lot of...
Think about that.
I think that's a smart play.
Yeah.
I played with a group a few weeks back, and like one person just like wouldn't say anything. I'd be like, do you have anything to say about that? And they were like...
Yeah, that person gets voted out immediately every time.
You kind of have no choice but to vote them out.
I was like, you have to say... I was like, I'm going to be chill about it this time. And then when they wouldn't talk, I was like, yeah, I think you actually have to say something. That's the game.
Yeah.
That's the game.
You're not participating. Get out.
Yeah.
Right.
Jeez.
Sean, what was the video that got you into Smosh? Because it felt like it was sudden. Because I've met you before.
Yes.
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you were on Thank Miss last year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. We've literally performed with you.
Literally.
But at that time, you weren't like watching our content.
No, it was
you
cringe.
Just knew. Yeah, for sure, for sure, man. So what happened?
I got radicalized real fast.
That's how it goes.
I was exploring around TikTok, and I'd like Smosh has been around longer than any of us. And I remember on the up and up, I remember like meeting Ian and Anthony, and I was like the main Smosh stuff. I was like, it's great, but it's not really like my thing. I'm not really into it. And then
you're more of like a comedy guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yo, can he say that?
I'm into stuff that's like for like grown-ups.
Yeah.
I'm into stuff that's like good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love quality. And so
yeah, once I hit 14, I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Wait, when you met Ian and Anthony first, what was their vibe? Did Anthony still have the emo hair?
They were given like real swinger energy.
Go
like,
on.
Saw you from across the con.
Nice.
Liked your vibe. I actually can't remember where I met them first. I think it was probably like VidCon or sure. PAX or something like that. But I mean, chill dudes, really nice.
Okay.
Shame what happened to them.
All that stuff they went through.
Yeah, God, straight.
But at least they're here now.
Straight at their head.
I hope they get help.
Okay, so we're cringe, and then all of a sudden, a few months ago, I feel like it just a huge switch up.
Because I'd seen like you guys join, and I watched some of that stuff, and I was like, I feel like the formats just aren't clicking with me, or maybe the people are shit.
Fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was just
don't like their faces.
Yeah. There's just something about you guys
right.
together trying to be funny that just gave me the ick.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But if for some reason, I feel like I said it to, we did URL with Courtney recently. I think this is the best Smosh has ever been. I think you're in your apex of like, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
To the ground.
I feel like there's been just so much like what are we doing and like Defy and everything that's getting in the way. I think now you're like on the path to be like, we get it.
I would agree.
Right.
The best cast you've ever had, the best formats you've ever had. Everyone has a good energy. People know how to like manage each other and not be dicks to each other. Everyone's old enough to be mature.
Sure.
So when I was watching, the first clip I saw was on TikTok, which was you, it was your painting thing. And it was you with your butt picture.
Yeah.
And then everyone started yelling at you for a long time. And I was like, well, this is my vibe.
Yeah.
It's sort of like improv comedy where you can tell everyone knows when to interject. Everyone knows where everyone else is. You can feel the energy when you do that with people.
Right.
And then you know the energy and you're like, oh, this is funny. You like sit there and you like stare off 1,000 yards there.
Yeah.
You start tearing up.
It was all purely comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no realness. That was just me performing, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't actually upset.
I also was introduced to that clip via TikTok because I watch a lot of small stuff, but I was not in that video. And I was like, God damn, this is like 2 minutes long.
No one watched the actual
it
video.
It kind of fascinated me how long that went on.
Yeah.
It's like four and a half minutes.
And they like go away, the energy comes down, and then they ramp themselves back up.
Yeah.
And then it goes back down and
it
keeps
so
going.
It's so good. I think it's perfect comedy.
Thank you.
Cinema.
And then I saw that, and then TikTok does its thing and starts putting it everywhere. And then I got COVID again recently, and I was just sitting down on YouTube, and I was like, I wonder if I can watch some other stuff, and like watching compilations and things. I don't think I've watched a single full Smosh video.
Just watching comps.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Summer Games I watched.
Hell yeah.
Hey!
Which was great. Good job.
Oh, who's your favorite team?
You guys.
Thank you.
I'm not you. You weren't on a team.
Well, didn't you do this just now? You were like, you guys.
You were on everybody's team.
That's right. I'm the superintendent.
The superintendent needs to be on everyone's team.
That's true.
You actually really killed it as the superintendent.
You did.
I appreciate that a lot.
You were very funny.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun to do, and I was I was honored to be offered the position.
It's a much harder thing to host like that than people think it is.
You know, I got to give the directors so much credit because I have a hard time sometimes, like, our crew is so chaotic in the best way, so I don't know when to break in when I'm hosting, and I don't want to, like, cut off anybody's fun. So, like, I basically told, like, specifically Emily, I was like, hey, please, like, let me know, like, wave, like, give me symbols of, like, this is when you need to cut off, and she did. So it was, like, super helpful and made me really comfortable. So
you guys killed it.
Appreciate you.
But, yeah, I'm a degenerate for sure.
Hell, yeah.
Nice.
Through Hell, yeah.
I'm the class clown, like, always talking bad grades.
Have you ever been to detention, Sean?
Yes, I have.
Damn, me too.
And I had to... The thing they made me do is write the dictionary.
Ugh!
So it's like you were
How
there for...
How much of it?
As far as I could get in like an hour.
Started at aardvark, ended at aardvark? That thing's hard, dude.
There's a lot of aardvarks in there.
I just started learning. It was fucking sick.
They come back, your brain's like this. You're like, finish.
I remember I had to like write an essay on why it was dangerous that I was talking during a fire drill, and it was like so many thousands of words that I just had to BS about, like, imagine a scenario where I was talking and someone didn't hear the very vital information they needed to leave the school.
You had to
they
write
could have
that?
Been burnt to a crisp and it would be my fault. Yeah. Because it was like, you know, what's 1,000 words for oops, like didn't mean to, sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, detention sucks.
Sure does.
I don't feel like there's many instructions giving during a fire drill. I feel like the alarms go off and you leave.
That was my first draft that made me redo it.
Everybody else is stupid and I'm right.
Maybe you should be on fire if you can't listen up and...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
How many times did you get detention?
Like 3 times.
Oh, it's not so bad.
No.
I never got it, though.
Nice.
But I was homeschooled throughout high school, so.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, dude.
Your mom just sends you to the backyard.
Just go.
Go water plants.
Go outside. I'm like, I live in Arizona. It's 120. Like, deal with it.
You have to go to Scottsdale now.
Go to Fashion Square. Go shop. Yeah, that was my vibe. Nice. So
I think I was at 3 or 4 detentions for myself.
That's
detention sucks. It's so stupid.
It really is.
Yeah. You don't learn anything from it either.
Just expel me, you
The
coward.
School system is not trying to teach us anything.
It's true.
Which I guess is true for everywhere.
I learned a shit ton about aardvarks, though.
Yes.
You know all
Couldn't
that
tell
stuff.
You now.
You know the Arthur from that show? Arthur? That's what he is.
That is a weird thing. No one knew what he was for a long time.
Well, because aardvarks, those are anteaters, right? They've got the really fucked up face. And Arthur doesn't. He's not like, hey, D-W-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-
off my head right now.
A yeah, thought true that, off, that true passed, off your chest. Go
that
for
passes
it.
Through my head every time we talk about some sort of thing is when it's like, oh, Arthur, and you're like, yeah, that guy. I'm like, oh, so you had Arthur too. Because I'm sometimes surprised.
Where do you
like,
think Ireland is?
I don't know.
A different planet?
Maybe.
Kind of.
We had Arthur. I didn't like it.
I don't know where Arthur goes, you know?
I think because Peppa Pig comes here, we've at least shown that anywhere in that UK region can...
It's all possible.
See, I'd never heard of Peppa Pig until like a couple people...
There was literally an audible gasp over there.
What, yeah. I mean, is that? I think that's more an age thing, though. I don't think I was young enough for Peppa Pig.
No, I mean, it's now and it slaps.
Yeah.
Mommy Pig Peppa and Daddy Pig.
Yeah.
I just had to be
the Scott came from Alexina, who's far younger than me, so like that's fair.
She was over there going like, what?
I know Peppa Pig is like 8 feet tall. That's all I know about Peppa Pig.
Canonically,
she's 8 feet tall.
Who did the measurements?
I guess I know a little bit more about Peppa Pig than you do.
Sounds like we have a fucking phony over here.
Yeah.
She's basically
a reverse
titan.
That gasp. breathe out.
I'm just waiting for this Google.
Yeah.
3 feet, 9 inches.
No.
You
She's
seen
not
the diagram
3 feet
Shane
nine
has.
Inches. No. She's 8 feet tall. They
that's
okay
propaganda.
To show off my Smosh knowledge again. This is like the 45-minute slide all over again.
Nice. Wow.
Dropping
okay.
mad references. That was from Resident Evil 8.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's
I didn't watch
true.
That
we did learn about a 45-minute slide.
I've probably watched more Smosh than you guys have.
Probably. It's hard to keep up. We upload so much.
Yeah. Stop. Have you ever tried stopping?
I'm trying.
There's only
them.
So many stories I can read.
No, it's an onslaught. Of,
do you ever
of stuff.
Someday you're just going to come in and like glaze over and like the light's going to be gone from your eyes? And they're like, we lost Shane.
I've brought this up.
We've storied him too close to the sun.
I have been reading. There have been times in Reddit stories where I am reading, and I will catch that I zone out a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
While I'm reading a story,
some of them are long and bad writers.
Oh
Thank
yeah.
You read a lot of books, so you know, like this, the prose on this is just awful.
And people have a lot of run-on sentences, or things, and that can be tough. But I will zone out, and then people will be like, "It's strange. Like Shane completely forgot to like." Bring up this part of the story again. I'm like, I missed that.
Shane
Sorry.
Wasn't here, buddy.
You heard, you heard me read it out loud, and I did not hear it somehow.
Shane was thinking about dinner tonight.
I sometimes have a harder time reading out loud and remembering the story.
That's
than,
me.
Than
when
reading.
I'm playing games as well, specifically, same. I'm like reading at the same time, and I'm like, I'm reading good, right? I didn't miss a word. Okay, that's good. Oh, I kind of flubbed that one. I was like, what did I read?
Yeah, I feel
yeah.
that.
No, it's a real thing.
Can I make a recommendation? We got to introduce popcorn. No. Okay.
Oh,
like you're reading,
popcorn,
you're like popcorn.
And I just popcorn break, and I'm just eating popcorn.
Well, no, because you didn't go to traditional school as much. Do you know popcorn reading?
Popcorn reading.
So if there's
I've heard this story. Before everybody gasps.
Nobody
goes, what is he?
You're a fucking idiot, right?
Ooh.
The boogeyman.
Bring out the mysterious child.
Do you know what prom is?
We have chocolate.
Have you hung out with other kids?
Here, give him a banana.
So popcorn reading, which is fine that he doesn't know.
Which is fine.
Have you ever tried having Subway Surfer on screen at the same time?
That would actually
I come across Reddit stories and they put it next to that, or they're shaving soap or something.
Yeah.
I thought about to say like a man is shaving him. He's like, stop that.
Whoa,
like,
you just sounded like the TikTok filter.
Oh, yeah.
Shaving a voice.
Can I say already, it's weird that I'm sitting next to two people who do voice acting. You guys are going into all sorts of voices.
I feel like you do enough voices.
I agree.
You have one of the best screams I've ever heard.
True.
Well, that's pretty good. Angela's is pretty good, too. I feel like now I'm not, like, the scream guy, because Angela's been screaming enough that I don't need to.
I think you're still the scream guy, though.
You're the sleeper.
I'm the scream guy.
If you want
The sleeper screamer.
Yeah.
It's expected from Angela.
Poor Courtney.
It doesn't happen that often.
They're coming in!
Cobras! Oh! The windows! The walls! They're coming in the back door!
Scott's dead.
Well, so is our audience.
We look over. Scott is just a shadow on the wall.
Look, Scott's probably like, I've done this 7,000 times. I'm fucking bored. Give me something to do. We got to keep Scott on his toes.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Okay. But
so,
you guys
we should do popcorn reading. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, what is popcorn reading?
Shane, popcorn reading is when you have to read a chapter in your history book and the whole class needs to read it. And I would read like one paragraph and then I go, okay, popcorn, Sean. And then Sean would be the next reader.
We never did that in my schools. Because I went
what
to school.
Schools?
I went to school all the way up to eighth grade. And then I started doing homeschooling. So I went to normal school.
What age was that?
That's up until I was about 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was my teen years.
The formative years you missed.
Yeah, just the fun experiences where everybody bonds.
This rich tapestry is starting to fall into place.
Yeah, no, it's why I'm weird. No, then I started acting. I went to the acting industry, so I learned all about being a teenager. It's a thing.
Dude, you're here.
I made it.
We did it.
I saw a comment recently where it's like, no, it is really shocking Shane turned out how he did.
You should have been fucked up.
Really messed up.
And you died in a pool.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah.
That's like Sim style right there. That just pops up. You are an extremely well-adjusted person, and you have everything going against you in terms of like, oh, you were homeschooled. Oh, you did acting from a young age. Like, you should not be, and you're not just like fine, you're awesome. Oh, so thanks. Like, that's crazy.
Jury's still out on me. I just got here.
But you seem neat.
You seem good. You seem pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant my jury on you is still out.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean, woo me.
Sean, real quick, you are a guest here.
Sorry, sir. I told him earlier, I was like, the energy I bring today is like little shit brother energy.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. I showed up midway through the day today.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd already filmed a couple videos. You already had the vibe as if you've worked here for like 5 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Watching a lot helps.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
It's also the reason it clicked with me is because you guys have the exact sense of humor that I have.
Really?
So that's sort of like improvisational, hanging out with friends, like situational kind of comedy.
Yeah.
Not the like set up punchline kind of jokes.
Sure.
So I like that a lot, and that's why I
have been watching your supermarket manager video series, and there have been a lot of moments like, it's sometimes hard not to be parasocial, especially knowing that like, oh, we're going to be interacting. But like, you had
but
a lot
Damien
of moments
does
where
believe
like,
he's your best friend.
I think we're brothers. Do you want to be
He did sit next to me at lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I say as I came out with my food and said, can I sit here?
No.
Hey.
Now we're not adding
to be
that
fair,
to the
there
lore.
There was not that many seats available.
I am curious what happened.
You sat where you were should sit.
I sat like I was the first one to sit down pretty much, and you came over to my left and you were like, oh, okay, I'll sit across from you. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like,
I was like, nothing. He was going to sit there.
I just didn't know why you didn't sit in the first place. It almost seemed like I looked at you and like hissed, and I didn't.
I saw you there and I was like,
yeah, mistake, the aura. Yeah.
What were, go on.
I forget. What were you talking about?
Supermarket Sim.
Supermarket Sim. Oh, yeah, you just have a lot of jokes that I'm like, wow, that sounds like something I would probably say.
Thank you.
Say.
And I feel like I'm out of practice with it. I think that's part of the problem with, like, let's playing on your own after a while.
That is tough.
I don't have, like, people to, like, bounce off. I'm much better in, like, a group.
I cannot do it, like, because you have experience with this, and you do, too, of, like, playing a game by yourself and just riffing on your own and just riffing off of the game. Damien has seen me that when I play video games, I either can play the game well and be quiet and focused, or I can talk and I'm going to be so out of the game that it's horrible.
Think,
I don't know how
people... You think I play well?
Better... I cannot play, like, I can barely play the game.
Is that true?
I'm pretty bad.
Shane, you're always your own worst critic, and I'm rarely somebody, like, I'll poke fun at you, but if it comes down to, like, I'm not good at that, my response is usually, Shane, you're actually so good at that. So I'm not a good critic in this moment, because I don't.
Because I really want to say your shit.
I also don't feel like I can't riff well, like, when I'm playing a game. But you're also going nonstop for an hour, whereas when we're in a group, I get to stop for a second.
Yeah.
Because imagine you're doing a Let's Play and you just are quiet for, like, 5 minutes.
That's happened, and I've forgotten to edit some bits out sometimes.
Did it do
and
well?
And then it's just like, people are like, that's so sick! And you're just gone.
That'd be awesome for, like, a TikTok clip, though, just, like, with the saddest possible music. Of,
that,
like,
is
when
such
the
a depressing...
Hits.
And it is like that. Like, you're playing, but then when you lock in, it's like your face changes and you just look upset.
Yeah.
You could do it. It's just practice.
I think you could.
It would be, but it's a lot of practice.
I also think it's different when, like, if you're streaming live and you have a chat, like, that really helps, because you can always look over and be like, what does someone say? Oh, I'm going
to
start talking
about that. You
always
get to look over and go, shut the fuck up.
I'm busy. Yeah.
Stop being mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I did sleep last night. I'm not going to drink water.
Yeah, I have the DLC. We'll get to it soon.
Yeah, I saw weapons. It was fucking sick. Shut up.
I still haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Fair.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, hey.
I know that's all you wanted to talk about on the podcast, but...
We haven't found our vibe yet, because this is the first time I'm hosting in lieu of Amanda and Angela, so...
Yeah.
I cut you off for the voice acting. I had to go back 3 times for the popcorn thing. I'm real sorry,
this
guys.
This shit is a mess.
I fucked it all up.
I was so excited to be here, and now I just want to leave.
I will say, I talked to Spencer when he let me know that you were coming on. I was like, oh, like, you got to talk to him a little bit. How was he? And he goes, great. He says he's really sad Amanda's not here.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I feel that.
And I was like, I agree. Everybody's sad about that.
Yeah.
She's the best.
We wish you the best, Amanda.
She'll
shame,
be back soon.
Shame what happened to her.
Having a kid. It sucks.
That's your life now.
She'll be back. You'll meet her. You'll meet her eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Our paths will cross.
Yeah.
No, I think because I was watching, I mean, she's in a lot of other stuff, but specifically the Resi 7 and 8 series.
Yeah.
I told Spencer that I watched the Resi 8, like, compilation thing you guys put up twice. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because I, like, paint Warhammer stuff, and I'm like, I need something in the back.
Nice. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up, because that's just all people talk about.
Somewhere iffy, Wadi Way, just like, I've got to go.
The retention just dies, and everyone's like, God, shut up.
Oh, our fan base loves Warhammer. No, I don't think the phrase Warhammer has been brought up in a long time. I have one little Warhammer guy.
Oh, yeah?
Did you paint it?
I brought him up. Yeah, I painted him. He's
nice.
He's a Space Marine.
Yeah.
Little, I forget what. I think I painted him the wrong color or something.
There is no wrong color. That's a home chapter, your own.
Oh, then, yeah.
You homebrewed it.
Well, then,
yeah,
he's a badass, is what he is.
Nice.
I loved Warhammer when I was a kid.
Nice.
But I never played the game.
Me
I just
neither.
Like painting them.
I like painting
I just
them.
Wanted an excuse to paint a little guy.
And I'm reading, like, the lore books now, and I'm like, I will never play this
it's
game.
It's so depressing.
Yeah. War's hell.
For anyone who doesn't know what Warhammer 40,000 is.
You can pick it up from the name.
Yeah. You get Warhammer. The gist of it.
It sounds like someone made it up for a sitcom. We're like, you boys playing your game? Not now, Mom. We're playing
Warhammer
40,000.
It's a game that's exclusively played in garages by people who have plenty of facial hair.
Damn.
Tim's over in the corner like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what the narwhal bacons at midnight means?
What?
Why do I know that? Because I
narwhal
that's familiar.
Bacons at midnight.
That's if you see a fellow Redditor in the wild.
Fuck.
Oh, it's like a Tumblr, I like your shoelaces, thanks
yeah,
the president
yeah,
gave
yeah.
me.
Nobody wants to acknowledge that, though.
I meant to say it to Spencer when I saw him, because I was like, he would dap me up after I said that.
Or flee. Or run away.
But yes,
man.
It's very much that energy.
Yeah, it's a I don't know why I want to explain it to people, but it's
D&D for people who love war.
Yeah, it takes place in 40,000 years where the world, the universe is just war.
The whole galaxy.
But it's
is
also
at
like
war.
Very biblical. Like it's very religious in a weird way.
Yeah.
Not biblical, but religious in a like.
There's some ones that are like full
way.
Biblical, like Black Templars.
Yeah.
Like straight on, like crosses on their shoulders.
It's so weird.
Did you see the, this is getting way in the weeds now, but okay. I saw a TikTok recently about, like, they were making a game that was kind of similar to it, but it was supposed to be, like, the competitor for it.
Love Hammer.
Love Screwdriver. but they had, it was, like, based in, like, not as much religion and more, like, magic. So there was a class called, like, Artillery Witches, and it was, like, you know, Bunker Mage, and it was like, oh, that's so sick. Is it? Okay.
I mean, they're basically that.
Okay.
They just don't call themselves that. But Warhammer started in fantasy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like a world of fantasy thing because they wanted to do D&D without the D&D rules. And
They made more rules.
Yeah, they made another game with like crazier rules and people with tape measures out.
Literally, yeah, for anyone at home who doesn't know, people will be like measuring things to be like, let's figure out the angle of this to see if my cannons hit because we have to be exact with the math. And
yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't.
No.
I can barely get through a game of Magic the Gathering, even though I love it, because it takes so damn long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good at any of these types of games. I'm not a deck builder
Same.
Guy.
I'm terrible at it. I enjoy it for the social aspect. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
never be good
but
at it.
But are you having fun? Get out there,
champ.
Yeah, you having a good time?
Shucks. Get out there, slugger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you enjoy video games in your spare time now?
100%. I can't stop playing them.
Nice.
Wow.
It's all I do. And not only do I love video games, I love the industry. And like, I love the people who make them. And I'm friends with like voice actors and I'm friends with like directors of games and people who've made music and stuff.
That's awesome.
Badass.
I can't get enough of it.
Oh, yeah.
I go
Hell
to the
yeah.
Game Awards every year.
Nice.
It's like 4.5 hours long of ads and everyone complains and I'm sitting there being like, oh, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
This game's coming out.
Last
That's
time I
awesome.
Went was when a Joker Persona 5 was going to be added to Smash Bros.
That
and that
reaction,
that
was,
reaction
insane.
Was electric.
Yeah.
And the Hellblade and Diablo trailers
yeah.
happened and I was like, dude, hearing that in the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
The arena.
Do you know video games?
I play some video games.
You video a game sometimes.
I do video games. We don't play many video games on Smosh, though. We play board games a ton.
Because video games are cringe.
Yeah. I'm always saying that.
How are your watermelons doing?
Good, actually. Yeah, Stardew.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. I actually, though, when it comes to board games, I feel like I never get to play them in real life that often. But
Fair.
The other day, I was telling Spencer about this. I was playing Flip 7 in real life.
Yeah.
I did that.
And
I
was, it's trippy to play it. Like, I was like, oh, I got to, like, not get as insane as I do. But
yeah.
we, you know what we played, and it fucking rocked, was Don't Win Flip 7.
Oh.
And I texted Spencer Media. I was like, dude, we got to do this. Because what happens, the way we played it, you have to flip one card. But if you flip the first card and you get, like, a 12... And it was whoever gets to 100, you get eliminated.
Mm.
And so, like, you flip one card, you get a 12. You're like, well, okay, that's a lot of points. I don't want to have 12 points. So I'm going to keep flipping cards and try to bust.
In hopes that, okay.
But then
that's
what
great.
Happened was you get 7 cards, and then you're at, like, 76.
Wow.
Jeez. And you're like, shit, now I need to keep, like, busting
just
every turn.
You the game.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's so much fun. I'm so excited to play
me
it
and my girlfriend went on holiday to Jersey Island, which is, like, south of England.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Nice.
Joyzy.
That's why we have a new one.
I was about to joke and go, you guys got one of those two.
You'll never believe this shit. They got a York,
I went
too.
To York. Oh, we got one of those.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We copycats over here. All right.
we went to a store that did like Warhammer and they did like card games and all this stuff. And we went in and Flip 7 was there and we were like, and yeah. The guy at the front was like, this is crazy. You can't get this anywhere anymore. And I was like, that's you guys.
Yeah.
That's your legacy.
I wonder how much it's due to us.
I genuinely think couldn't it's hurt. Because of you.
I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of views did that video get? And we had a good time with it. It's like easy to explain to mom and pop. And like, it's, I don't know.
It also has really good bits in it.
Yeah.
It's
one of the more clippable ones.
They also, when we got that game, it said the greatest card game ever made.
And they weren't lying.
They knew what they had on their hands there.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Begs to differ.
Magic the Gathering? You can play a little Flip 7.
Yeah. What are we doing? Commander, Standard, or Flip 7?
Me at a poker table at 3 a.m. in Vegas being like, you guys want to play some Flip 7?
You just lean in and be like, this is pussy shit.
This is
Let
nothing.
Me show you a real game.
All right, fellas, twos are jacks, kings are blue eyes, white dragon. Let's play.
Does your jersey have a Jersey Shore?
It has, right?
A beach.
So it has.
Technically, there's a shore in Jersey.
A Jersey Shore there.
It's where Henry Cavill's from.
Makes sense.
Where he got his Warhammer upbringing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
At that very shop.
Yep.
Wow. They're funny.
And they make butter. They have cows.
Oh.
They have gym tan laundry.
Butter and Warhammer, the dream. I just sit in my basement eating butter, painting my...
What? My Warhammer!
My butter!
No butter.
Sorry, Scott.
You tapped into this before the episode, but you do a perfect American accent.
Oh,
I thought I heard you do it. Yeah.
What did I do?
You just started talking.
See, I can't do it on command.
Oh,
it's just
really?
Like when you're like in the zone.
Mm, I feel that.
And like it has to be like a southern or like a, you hey, what are these guys doing here? Like it has to be like a thing.
Oh, you can't.
I can't just do like
a flat. You can't do standard. You got to do like a certain region.
Yeah, it has to have a lilt to it.
I feel that.
All right.
Give me something to say.
One bacon cheeseburger.
Borger.
I don't know how to tell you this, but we can't find the patient.
I don't know how to tell you this, but we can't find the patient.
That's Dr. House right there. That was perfect.
That's there you go.
And he's not American.
He's not American. Okay. You can do a perfect English actor.
I can do a perfect guy doing an American. Well, it's easier going our way to you than you guys coming to us for accents.
I've heard that any
American mouths are lazy, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Get off, as Kim Kardashian would say, get off your mouth and work.
No one wants to work anymore with a damn mouth.
Yeah. But apparently your tongues don't move as much as ours do. We're just fucking making out.
I'm just smacking
at home
all the time.
Fucking going at it.
That tracks.
No, yeah. Fair.
Okay,
I'm not gonna attempt it because
let me hear
accents.
Your British accent.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tell you where because
I don't know,
and there's so many.
I was about to say where, and I'm like, what the fuck do I know either?
I'm trying to give you a win by not saying do your Irish accent.
What region? Because I know them.
Okay, do your Irish accent.
No,
you want
to
Ronnie,
was it?
And do an Irish accent without saying potatoes.
I wasn't going to say potatoes. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was going to say fiddle-dee-dee.
Come on. I was going to do a little...
That's the... You know how you always have like a sentence to get you into the character?
Yeah. It's like, okay, let me...
I'm here.
Sorry, let me get into it really quick.
Wait, let me get into it. I hate my dad! It's just warm-ups.
I hates his dad. Okay, let me warm up for American. I would like to pay for my healthcare, please. I'll be buying one healthcare now, please. Okay, I'm ready.
I feel like if I hung out with you more, I would start to do, like, impersonate you.
That's what I do, and that's why my accent has kind of, like, shifted to less Irish.
Mm.
Some words I say kind of Americanized now, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I say, like, there. And normally I would say dare.
Dare.
Yeah. Like, over there.
Over there.
Is where my accent normally would be. But so many people over the years have, like... They like poke at it and then you notice it. And I'm that person who's always like changing shit. And if I'm around it, then I absorb it.
Sure.
Interesting.
Because of the tism.
Yeah. It's also just fun.
Yeah.
I like voices. I like accents. I like imitating things.
Yeah. I feel like when I impersonate people, I'm more impersonating like mannerisms.
Yeah.
I feel like if you actually like took the visuals out, I'm not good at voices. Mm. I'm more like a vibes person.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I feel about all of my voice acting.
Really?
I listen back to it because you're really good.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
And I can imagine you listen back to some of that and go like, that was good. I like that.
Oh, no, I still hate myself all the time.
Okay.
But that's...
Oh, don't worry. He hates himself. Yeah,
I've done like very like low level voice acting, but I'll hear it back. And in the booth, they're like, that was great. Like, that was a great take. And I'm like, if you guys are happy. And then I hear it back and I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Oh, no.
I can't listen to this.
But it's look, it's hard to listen to yourself anyway, no matter what. Like, yeah. And I think if you're especially like... specifically in one discipline, like you've seen yourself on camera so much doing gaming stuff, hearing yourself out of that context is always going to feel strange because you're so used to the other way.
Yeah, it's not the character yelling, it's like Jacksepticeye yelling.
Sure.
Like I've yelled so much in videos that like people are attuned to that,
right.
So they pick it up quicker.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's what the people want.
I guess so. It's not what I want. I want to be method.
Then
pure method, mate.
Pure method.
I'm moving silence.
I'm on face, bruv. You're pure method.
He's good at it.
He's good. Okay. I'm nervous.
Just
don't
say
judge
like,
me.
I'm not
give me a fish and chips,
I'm gonna
bruv.
Try. I'm gonna try to. No, I'm gonna try to do Irish.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to. But I feel like I'm listening to you. I'm trying to impersonate you.
Everyone at home, Shane is stepping up to the tee.
Okay. I feel
I
like
I won't look at you here.
No, because it's like I'm trying to. As I'm listening to you, I feel like I'm like getting into like listening to you right now, and then it's like goes away.
Yeah.
But if I hung out, if like, can I keep talking? Like if we're talking, like,
hi Shane.
Hi. Okay.
Hello, Shane. It is me.
Okay. Well, now you're doing.
This is fun.
Oh my god.
This is fun for me.
Nah.
I put you on the spot and then fucked you over.
No, because Irish I'm not good at. And it quickly, if I were to try to do it, I'd want to try to like get the like subtle version.
Yeah.
And that's really bad. I know I'm listening to myself and I know it's bad, but I'm trying.
I want to support you, but I'm not the one who's able to judge
it's
here.
It's also, I think a lot of Irish accents do live in that higher register. We live higher
sure.
in our throat to do it.
But you don't.
I've yelled a lot over the years and changed my voice a lot, so... I think my register just kind of like shifted down.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I had a very like higher pitched voice.
Oh.
I think a lot of people had higher voices. When
I think not like that.
Yeah, it was weird when I was 8. I had like this higher voice.
It was
so
crazy.
I don't know what
happened, man. Like, never seen anything.
Suddenly one day I was like, anyways, guys, what are you doing right now?
Time to marry into you.
It's more in certain words and mine, like even two towns over would have had a different accent than I had.
That's crazy.
But it's like, it's saying words like, car.
Car.
Car, yeah.
Car.
Those are the words you need to like aim for, I think.
I drive my car.
I drive my car to the bar.
I drive my car to the bar in Harvard Yard.
In Harvard Yard.
We have that too for Boston.
Yeah.
Boston.
Maybe it is the same jersey. Have we mapped this out?
Let me tell you about a thing called the Great Irish Famine, where we all left and came over and like just went into your country. And now you're all claiming that you're all Irish.
Yeah.
I would never say that.
Do you have part of Irish in your family?
I think so.
I do.
Everyone
my family, 1800s.
Dude, we be fucking. We came over and we were like, let's spread the
spawn.
Let's spread the seed.
Dude, we were like salmon once we got to America, just everywhere.
That's why all the bars said like no Irish on it. It wasn't because we drank too much. They were just like, stop. Fucking! Good God!
No, you're not allowed. You're gonna fuck. You can't.
No shirt, no shoes,
like,
no
what
fucking.
What are you talking about? No, I promise.
I just saw Mary in there. Oh, come on!
Your pants are off. It's like, oh!
I lost them in the famine. Sorry.
I think a good Irish accent, you need to aim for the ones that aren't like the generic one. You need to aim for, a lot of people do Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Which is a much stronger accent.
Oh, really?
Like Northern Ireland. Kind of thing. Or you go like full dub. Like, how's it going?
Oh, wow.
That sounds difficult to me.
Yeah. It's like, how are you going there, boss? Are you well?
Yes.
Fair play to you. Yeah. How's your ma?
Oi, my ma's... I can't do Irish either.
My ma's doing really good.
Oh, you didn't hear.
What happened?
Oh, she ascended.
No Irish person has ever used the word ascended.
She said she joined a cult and became higher as a being and... now can fly, and we can't get her back down.
Fly.
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 There
fly.
He is.
He's a professional, though.
Oh, dang, I can't. Hey, I'm like, thanks, you know, like on the spot. It's like the same way as if you were like, oh, I do like sketch comedy on YouTube, and someone's like, oh, tell us some jokes, or like give
I
us a sketch.
Hate that. Oh,
like,
being put on the spot is always hard.
Yeah,
I think Conan O'Brien said it best, where he was like, I'm a comedian, but I don't do that. I'm like situational comedy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And I feel like we're all the same. Where I'm like, stand up. I hate. I like watching it, but I'm terrified.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I would be the absolute worst stand up comedian.
I keep watching. You guys did like a stand up thing at one point where people got up to do stuff, and I was like, "Hey, better you than me.
So
I would hate this."
Hard. Yeah. I am horrendous at stand up.
I'm just hoping that I sound funny, and then if no one laughs, I'm like, "Cool."
They just couldn't understand my accent and my vibes.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
The vibes were off. Songs in my
actually,
eyes.
She
was much bigger than me.
If you wanted to do a stand up TNTL with us, you could just go up and have such a heavy accent that nobody can understand what you're saying. Then you just hit these punchlines. You're just like,
yeah, we'd probably laugh just to seem like we're not stupid.
We
all
get it. Yeah, we understand.
You guys
it.
Want to be good hosts as well. What if I just started like crying and pissing myself?
I think that that'd
you wouldn't
be so
the first
funny.
And you won't be the
that'd
last.
That'd be so funny. That'd be
I did
really
want to be on TNTL, but they didn't put me in for it because I think it's that thing. If you don't think people are like ready for that, that's a very sink or swim kind of.
And if people,
if you don't know if people like improv or anything, like it is a very like be on the spot now, be funny kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have to suss out the vibes first.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I think we like your vibes.
Your vibes are pretty good, man.
Our keys are in the bowl.
You made a lot of swingers jokes today.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
it just feels like that. That's my thing. I found one joke and it got a hit every time. And now I'm like, every single one of them have hit.
Got it.
I'm just pulling the slot.
How was Jacksepticeye on Try Not to Laugh? Well, he did a swingers joke for every round.
It was funny. It was good.
It was fine.
Was he really horny to anyone else? Like, Arasha was like, slow down, and that takes a lot.
And then he made jokes about how the Irish just fucked all over America, and we were like, okay, yeah, for
sure,
man.
The biggest swingers of all time.
Yeah, cool. All right, that's lore now.
Okay.
There we go.
Can't wait to go home and think about that while I'm trying to sleep tonight.
No! It was so fun and
fine.
Good.
Thank
Please
you.
Don't.
No, I'm feel... fine. I'm fine. Okay. Don't worry about
Damien,
it.
Damien, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm really liking your...
Sorry, really quick. Sidebar, Damien. What's going on?
I don't know. I just...
Dude,
I'm...
your vibes have been off.
I really actually have, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Quick sidebar. I'm really sorry about him.
it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on with him?
I don't know. Okay. I think he's a little starstruck.
Okay.
Really,
sidebar.
Yeah,
dude, he's shit talking you.
I'm so sorry. Which one is who? That who are you talking about?
I thought you knew.
No, that seat's been empty for 10 years. Jack.
I thought that was Amanda.
Sean, where do you think you are right now? Please wake up.
The walls come down.
Wake up. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah,
you just got Truman showed.
Yeah. IRS comes in, like, what did I do?
Dude, the IRS, man, not good.
Yes.
Team, we can't do it. We have a brand deal with the IRS. Next
oh,
week,
really?
So.
Oh, do we? Good, because I got some things to say.
the brand deal is no taxes this year.
Yeah. No more taxes.
We're not going to give you money, but you don't have to pay us anything either.
Yeah, we all got
the
in a
Irish
lot of trouble.
Irish Revenue Service? Bad. This is one of those rare try not to... This is one of those
Where are you right now?
It's gone. I was going to say, this is one of those rare Smoshmouths that we film at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh.
And the vibe is always very different because we've just been doing
Everyone
stuff
Everyone just wants
all
to
day.
Go home.
You filmed like 4 videos today.
I filmed 2.
You only filmed 2?
Yeah, we've been in the same 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
We filmed more than that.
We hamburgered the day because we sort of are like the top and the bun.
I filmed two board game ones and now here.
Nice.
Here I am.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do Reddit stories, but I got sicky wicky.
Yeah.
Fucked it up.
You made a fucko boingo. Oops.
Oh, oopsie doopsie.
Now you have to get in the forever box.
Oh, I'm shitting. Who shitted?
You opened Schrodinger's box, you're like, oh my God.
This is a bunch of shit. And Schrodinger's
I prefer
like,
this when this didn't exist.
I thought there was supposed to be a cat in here. Oh.
Well, I ate the cat and I turned it into poo.
The cat shit everywhere.
Schrodinger wins again.
That Reddit stories is going to be the best, too.
Yeah.
So it sucks, man.
I remember when they broke the news to me. Just another thing to worry about
while I'm trying to sleep.
I think you have not a single thing to worry about, at least here. I think you have been beloved.
He's so supportive.
You're gonna have the flight back to the UK, and someone's gonna wake up in the middle of the night and just turn and see you in your seat, just like just thinking really hard.
Just looking at them.
I just
I'll be hearing the sound of like keys in a bowl.
Yeah.
Just like in another room.
Did I do it right? Did I mess it up?
Oh, shit.
I blew it up.
Well, that's the thing, because I was like, I'll be back. We can do more stuff.
You can absolutely be back anytime.
Because whenever
you
come on once, it's like, oh my God, the pressure's so high to be funny and do these things.
No. It's so funny when I hear about that pressure, because I'm just like, dude.
I had such good bits planned as well.
Oh, man.
For Reddit stories?
No, and just in general. I was going to come in, I bought a UCLA jumper off Etsy.
Aww.
And I was going to come in and like to go to Angela and be like, yeah, me too.
Hey.
I just like.
she would have loved that.
She would have loved it.
Well, the hope was to kind of like mess with her brain.
Yeah.
And then underneath it, I had a Chosen shirt with me.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I almost wore a Chosen shirt today.
But I was like, I can't, like, that's, you have to save that. That can't just be like, because then you're just sitting in a Chosen shirt and then you're just that guy.
Then there's the afterward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
I got to be honest, I was nervous for today. Just
really?
For that. Yeah. I had the nervous vibes. Wow. I wanted to live up to your expectations because I know you're a fan and I never want to let someone down.
That is the most Damien thing you could have ever
Jesus
said.
Christ.
Damien, my expectations for you were never high to begin with.
Yeah, and the bar was in hell and we brought a shovel.
That's the most Jacksepticeye thing you could have ever said.
Yeah, didn't hit as hard as his though. No, you can say one too.
I don't have any.
Go on.
I don't.
You're just being too nice. My favorite thing is banter. And like shitting on each
other. That's all
we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So feel free.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Sick. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't think that's Damien's vibe.
All right.
We're all insulting each other. Come on. Come on. We're all making fun of each other.
You collect Warhammer 40K, and I can't get over that. Do you also have like any other collector things? Because I collect a lot of stuff.
No.
Next topic.
All right, moving on. Sick, dude. All right.
I've tried to collect stuff in the past, but then I just ended up with so much shit in my house.
Yeah.
And then, like, game devs will be like, we have a thing coming out. Can we send you a care package? And I was like, I have no room.
Yeah. I've started giving those things away, though, and people love it.
Yeah.
Like, Bioshock did one a long time ago, and it was like, there's only 5,000 of these Big Daddy statues. And I remember, I forget who I even gave it to, but the person I gave it to was, like, the biggest Bioshock fan. And they were like, oh, my God, are you sure? And I'm like, yup. And now you get to be the hero, and they get an awesome thing, so.
I do have a bunch of, like, cool statues. I have some, like, really sick, like, Bloodborne statues in my room.
I have the Hunter.
Yeah, and I have Hunter, and I have Eileen.
Oh, Eileen's awesome. I have
sick. Yeah, I've got that.
The Moonlight Great. I have the like a metal Moonlight Greatsword.
Yeah, I have the one from Elden Ring, the big resin one.
Same.
Yeah,
I have that. I have that one and the thin one, like the Ludwig's Greatsword, and then the
I've got the yeah.
But Shane, you love Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Do you like Bloodborne?
I actually do love Bloodborne. I played Bloodborne first.
Yeah. Really?
Just, you know,
I played
before
it on your PS3
before anybody
you.
Else played it. I played it. I actually am a bit of a Dark Souls hipster because I played Demon Souls back in the day on PS3 before many people were
That's
talking
even
about
before
it.
Before I did,
and
it.
I remember showing Damien it. And being
you introduced
like,
me to Dark Souls, like, and it's the whole reason it's my thing.
Yeah, wow. I was like, bro, this game series, I love it.
It's pretty cool.
So yeah,
pretty much.
What's your favorite one?
Probably the OG Dark Souls. Okay. I just playing that was so much fun. I had a blast.
That
I think
was,
it was
my first one.
I think it was where I was in life. Because so much of what we love in life is where you were when you engaged with it, right?
Wow.
Like everybody's favorite Disney movie is probably the one that it was like that specific age that you were when you watched it for the first time. Same with video games. Like Zelda's the perfect example. Like you know probably by someone's age what their favorite Zelda is going to be.
Sure.
Just because it's like, well, I was a kid when Ocarina of Time came out. Mine's Wind Waker, but actually no. Mine is Breath of the Wild.
I never played Ocarina of Time.
Windbreaker.
You never played Ocarina of Time?
I never had an N64 and none of my friends did. And then I got older and
it's
like
tough to go back.
It's and I'm so sad because I know that would be my favorite game of all time if I played it as a kid.
At the time it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I never played it much back when I was a kid. I was too scared.
of Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, I'd get to that tree and I'd be like, this is crazy.
This is scary.
Feels his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to walk in your mouth, stranger in the forest.
I know a thing or two about this.
Yeah, they taught me about this on the Sunday specials.
So no.
One cool bragging right Smosh has for the Dark Souls universe is for Sekiro. There was a release event in Los Angeles, and I went to it, and so did Spencer on behalf of Smosh. And they let us play the beginning of Sekiro for like a while.
That's sick.
And there was a specific like mini boss that the devs were basically saying like, yeah, this is going to be like the hard wall for everybody. And Spencer was the first person in that group to finally defeat that mini boss. And that group was the first people to play it, apparently, outside of the devs and the testers. So Spencer is like the first person to have beaten that one boss.
Shout out.
So that's, I mean, I feel just honored to be in his presence sometimes.
That's pretty
for that
cool.
reason.
That's gamer cred right
that's
there.
Yeah. Real gamer cred.
At least he's got that, you know.
He needed that.
He really needed that.
He needed
that.
A win.
He needed a win.
Yeah. Yeah. Desperately. Oh. So what's good, dude?
Yeah, so excited to have you on. So, like, what do you do?
So,
yeah.
Like, what's going on, man?
So, how'd you get into internet?
Okay. So, you've had a whole day here. This is the end of your day here at Smosh.
Yes. It's coming to a close.
What was your expectations versus reality?
I think you guys are exactly what you're portrayed to be.
I think
and
that's
I've met a lot of creators who who are not, well, and that's fine. Sometimes it's better or worse. Sometimes you need to put on a persona to get through what you're doing. But you guys are like literally exactly what you guys portray.
Nice.
Hell
thank you.
I think that's why it works. Because when you're watching it, like even for me, I'm like, I'm there too, guys. Yeah.
I think as you've seen today, like it would be really hard for us to like try to fake this because we do so much.
Well, it's not that you would fake it. It's just that there is like a machine going on in the background and it's a fairly sizable operation. But it's so easy to just get like jaded by it, come in, put in a shift, like go through the motions.
Right.
You guys actually show up and you want to have fun. And you are friends and you do care about what you're making.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it is definitely a very special place, and I know that sounds corny, but like everybody is very supportive. Like, there's not really that I see like ego gets in the way or anything. It's which is cool and like so rare.
It's extremely rare.
Yeah,
especially because you've been how long have you been here? The same amount of time?
No, Shane was here 2 years before I was.
But we've both been here a long ass
but
time.
But Shane opened the door for me to get the audition for here, so so that was.
But it's a long time.
But it's just easy to kind of like get jaded by it or just, I don't know, just not want to do it anymore.
I think it helps that Smosh has been so good at pivoting throughout the years that it doesn't feel like same old, same old. It's still new. Like, even Smosh Mouth, like, oh, it's only been a couple of years that we've been doing this specific thing and a couple of years that we've been doing Reddit and it's all new, so.
It does feel like it doesn't feel like I've been at the same job for 10 years.
I guess that helps, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a new... I'd say it feels like I've been at this job for like 2 or 3 years.
Are you guys aware of just how beloved you are?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very nice.
I think it goes in and out. I think sometimes I am like, wait, are we a how big is this?
Because it's
or like, what do people actually think?
It's easy to like look at a group of people in this sort of space and think like you're all just like bit characters, like cast doing a thing that you're. A lot of people's perception is like individually, you're like you're nothing without the group. But I think all of you guys individually all have like your strengths and you're all like beloved by the internet and people like, I think that's also very rare that mm-hmm. outside of the thing you're actually doing here, people really care about like who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Which comes across in like the genuine nature. I think if you bullshit people, it gets found out pretty right. quick. You can't lie to the internet. They'll figure you out pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so nice. Thank you. It's, I don't know. Sometimes it's, I mean, I definitely feel that at certain times and like in certain pockets. I also think sometimes the algorithm is like, oh, you being Damien, we think you're a fan of Damien. So they'll show me all the stuff. So like yeah. good and bad. So it's just like, you know, I think I get like an even spread of like the good and the bad. So I don't necessarily think of everything good all the time.
I think that's healthy though. You can't like, yeah. that's how you get an ego. If you're like, I'm incredible. Everyone fucking loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a crazy thing one time, which was, maybe you've seen it, which the singer of Slipknot was talking about you.
Yeah.
What?
I heard about this.
What? His son is like a fan of Smosh. And then it was like a thing of his son on Instagram being like, I put on a Smosh video and his dad came in and was like, oh, Shane's not in it. And didn't want to watch. And I'm like, dude, that's Corey fucking Taylor.
I know. I heard about that.
That's
shit.
Awesome.
That's
insane.
So funny. I was like, okay, hell yeah, man.
That's so cool.
I was like, the lead singer of Slipknot watching Try Not to Laugh is so silly.
Just
to
him
me.
On the couch and a beer being like, that was a good one.
Nice.
That's
hell yeah.
great. Hell yeah.
It's wild to me. Like, I don't know. It's trippy.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
And that's what I mean. Like, you guys have been here for so long, but it feels like right now.
It does feel different.
It's definitely different. Yeah. Maybe COVID helped. Everyone kind of became a bit more parasocial over that. And
I also think just kind of the nature of like the nature of what content is doing well changes.
Sure.
Right? And yeah. I actually do attribute a lot to like just I think improv has made a little bit of a comeback. Like I think Dropout being such a big thing
too. Yeah.
I think Dropout being such a big thing has like also helped elevate us like at the same time.
Sure. Well,
like,
ensemble casts have always done well. Like Critical Role have been around for a long time as well. But even like that's why K-pop is popular because people yeah. are like, this is the team and I have a favorite member and I'm going to be on them. I love all of them, but this is my bias.
Yeah.
And it's like, and everyone like fills a niche and a gap. And I mean, there is a parasocial element to it, but I think in this way, it's a lot more positive.
If I were to venture a guess as to part of it, too, is I do think we're struggling in the world right now with people just feel lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned like, oh, we're all beloved. But I think you could probably ask any person who watches Smosh, like they might have like, oh, I love this person, this person, this person. But they won't love any of them as much as they love. I love this person and this person.
Mm.
I love this person and this person. I love the dynamic
the
between
right, yeah.
these two. People love seeing a relationship on screen. They love seeing a friendship. They love seeing that dynamic. Because I think
yeah.
people are, I think all of us are a little starved for it nowadays
yeah.
too. So
sure.
it's a bit of a bittersweet thing. But I think we provide that to a degree for people out there.
Yeah.
I would agree.
But
I
yeah,
mean, even when I got into it recently, like, that was my feeling watching it, being like, oh, they're all friends. And it, not that I'm sitting there being like, I'm one of them. Hello, Damien, best friend.
Well, you are now. You canonically,
welcome
in
to
Smosh
the club.
Lore,
I
you're
am.
Here.
I'm a cast member now.
Yeah.
Well, I do get what you mean, because, like, if there's ever, like, people sometimes, like, I'll see the algorithm be like, oh, my God, Damien quit Smosh. I'm like, no, and would never. But, like, if I'm gone for a week when people are filming because I'm doing a convention or something, they're going to spread out that content through a couple months, and people are going to be like, he's gone. So during those times, I get to watch a lot of Smosh content without myself. And yes, those people are my friends, but I do watch it and go like, oh my God, I immediately get what people are seeing. It yeah. feels like I'm there.
And you
it
all
feels
want
like
each other
I
to succeed.
There. Yeah.
No
yeah.
one's holding each other down. There's no bitterness.
100%.
Absolutely.
It's yeah. great.
Sean, would you ever be a part of something like this? Would you ever do an ensemble situation?
Yeah. I think what I was saying earlier, I think I'm better in a group. I yeah. think I bounce yeah. off people better. I've done solo stuff for so long that I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's not just that I'm like, oh, people are sick of me. It's like, I think I'm kind of like sick of myself in a way.
Okay.
Like yeah. you kind of like flanderize yourself after a while.
Good use of flanderize.
Thank you.
Wow. I have not heard flanderize used.
I don't know. No, you just
ever. I don't think.
It's,
really?
It's about Ned Flanders.
I was going like to say.
It. Yeah.
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 Yeah. He just became the character that he was. Just okay. You become a stereotype of yourself.
Ah,
you're not a character anymore. You just become the thing that everyone knows you as.
Interesting.
And when enough people are like telling you what you are, and I'm like, I believe it.
Sure.
And I'm like, I double down on that. And then I'm like, I don't really know what I want to be or what I can do, or like you put yourself in a box in a way.
Sure.
So I think breaking out of that would be really helpful. But I'm also like, I don't know, I don't really have anybody that I hang out with regularly enough to be like, hey, come do our thing.
Well, Sean,
I don't live here.
Well, to fix it, now's the time to move to America.
Go home.
Yeah.
This is now's the a great time.
Come on.
The best time, they're
or,
saying.
Do you want to hire people in to be employees in Ireland, giving them a visa?
I've been pushing the Smosh in Europe agenda quite heavily today. And everyone's like, say it more. And I'm like putting it out in front of everybody.
Hello, I'm Damien, the new leader of Der Smosh. willkommen.
Yeah, if we're cool with that.
Come on over. I'll show you around.
That'd be sick, man.
The whole building.
You guys got pizza there?
Hell yeah.
I'm in.
One might say the birthplace of it.
Oh, yeah. Dublin.
That's New York City.
New York City.
We call it
City.
Old New York.
Let me get you a Sparrow slice.
Wow, Sparrow. Damn.
You guys need to come over for something. And so many people I've talked to today who are like, oh, I've never done that flight. Have you been to Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been to Europe.
I did MCM London last year, and I'll probably be doing another UK con this year. Okay. So
I've been to London a couple times, and then I had the chance to go to Edinburgh recently. But oh, I really want to go to Ireland.
Ireland's cool.
I've never been, and I've heard it's so fun. And
I love Ireland. I think I kind of need distance from it now because so much like childhood shit and stuff is attached to
it.
Being
you going to Ireland is like me going to Florida.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
I really
very similar places, I've heard.
Yeah. Lots of alligators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I love Ireland more at a distance and like visiting in periods. But I don't know if I would ever go back and live there.
That's fair.
Fair.
That's entirely
there's
fair.
There's a lot of memories attached to it and not entirely great.
That's how I feel about Georgia. Like, even being in the Atlanta airport, I like get this feeling
You're
of
from
like,
Georgia?
I was born in Germany, raised in Georgia. Oh. And so I just get this like sort of heavy feeling in my chest where I'm like, ooh, this is a bittersweet, like I'm sure. back here and it's, yeah. ooh, there's a lot to unpack. Can I please just make my connection?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. It's kind of sad to say though, because I do really like Ireland. I think it's one of the best places on earth. It's beautiful.
Really?
Well, both things can be true.
I think environmentally, Ireland is like top tier.
Well, it is really gorgeous from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do I feel the same way about Florida or Arizona?
Would you ever live in Florida again?
No. Mm. No, I was only there the first 2 years and died there.
Is there anything good about Florida?
There's good stuff about Florida.
Okay, name three.
I actually can.
I've got some too, if you need help.
Yeah, okay. The Everglades are cool as hell. They are a wild place.
What are the Everglades exactly?
The Everglades is a giant national park that is like a swamp.
Okay.
And it's tons of alligators, tons of wildlife.
Think of like a dangerous swamp. Like,
dangerous, horrible,
it's
gross.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Great place about Florida. Gross, horrible place. No. It's actually very cool.
Go out in like fan boats and stuff?
Yes, I did. And it was awesome. And then Key West is the southernmost island off of Florida.
That's
and
like the vacationing place, right?
It's not. It's a little bit of a vacationing place, but it's a tiny little like 3 square mile place. It's like a little fishing town, and it's a party town too.
Sure.
But I would go fishing there with my grandpa and my dad, and it's just awesome. Like, the water's warm.
Oh.
Like, you jump in the ocean and it's like hot almost.
Yeah.
And there's tons of wildlife and stuff. And then I don't know, you got Disney World.
Disney World?
Disney World's pretty cool.
You got delicious Cuban food in Miami.
And
that's
Universal.
Actually very true. I had Cuban food down in Key West, and I was like, this is some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
You're pretty close.
Literally like 90 miles away.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Pretty wild. No, Florida's got tons of great stuff. It's a combo of a lot of things. It's just when it gets bad, it gets real bad.
Yeah.
Florida man, you know,
I mean,
doing
that's the thing. Florida, the place, is not the thing that gets the bad rap. It's the people.
Well, there's also all the hurricanes, so.
Oh, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah. And that's kind of the case with America in general. Every state has its people who
I've lived in Ireland. We have no natural disasters.
That's crazy.
None?
And no lethal wildlife.
That's great. Because all the snakes are gone. You got them out with that flute.
Yeah. St. Patrick came around with his stick and beat all the snakes out.
We did talk right before this about the actual meaning of that.
Yeah, it's about religion and getting all the people they don't want out.
all the druids are gone, so now they can't wild shape in Ireland anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everything's got a dark meaning.
It
That's kind of always the thing.
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, we have no natural disasters here in California.
What?
This starts to shake right now. Yeah.
A flaming earthquake.
I've never experienced an earthquake.
It's trippy. It's actually like, my best way to describe it is like it's smoother than you think. Because it's a roll. It's like you're like, whoa, we're like, what's going on? We're moving.
It always looks like being on a boat whenever I see videos of it.
It's a weird, because it's not like, it's not a shake where it's up and down. It's side to side.
Right.
And it's a very trippy feeling.
I think it was one of those things like quicksand that, like, when you're growing up and see it in cartoons, like,
you think
fissures are going to open up.
I thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger issue.
All of us did.
And I thought Earths would open up and split in twain, and you'd have to, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme between the two sides. So, like, oh, I'm falling in the Earth.
Never happened.
Thought that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we get that. I think America is, like, a really weird natural disaster place for anyone who's visiting who doesn't otherwise have it. Like, in the middle, there's just stormlands of tornadoes.
You also have, like, one of the most dangerous volcanoes if it ever erupts here.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's faithful.
You guys are too much. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this earthquake.
I have the first earthquake I experienced in Los Angeles. I was watching a theater production at USC, and it was like classic Greek theater where, like, Hercules was going to go down into the underworld, and we were sitting on, like, bleachers, and it was this, you know, it was this speech where it was like, I will go down into the underworld and I will take what is mine, and the bleachers started shaking, and I was like, wow. I was like, that's so cool. They got, like, hydraulics going. Like, that's such a cool effect. And then later it was like, no, man, that was an earthquake. And I'm like, oh.
An earthquake hits while you're at D-Box at a theater, and you're like, that was extra crazy.
In 4D.
Dude, Twisters was nuts.
I think I've told this story before, but I once was watching, it was one of the Spider-Man movies with Courtney, and an earthquake happened during, like, one of the biggest fight scenes, and everybody got up and left for the exit. I stayed seated. Courtney stood up and was like, should we go? And I was like, no, nah, man, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I was like,
this shit's awesome. I was like, no, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Like, but
wouldn't
I'm like,
it be worse in the hallway, too?
I was like, go to the crowded exit. I'm like, I don't know, like, we're here. Like,
dude, thwip.
Miles Morales just actually saves you.
Yeah, don't worry, he's got me.
He's got me.
Yeah.
I had that same vibe. I had one happen while I was at like a crab boil restaurant. Did they have those in?
And then a tidal wave hit.
Yeah, dude, sucked. Then free crab. No, it was like shaking, and everyone was like getting down under the tables, and I was like, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna do it with like a crab leg in my mouth. Like, this is
just like
buttery and delicious.
Cheese.
Yeah. It's like, take me now, God. I got my scrimps.
Maybe one day it'll happen.
Yeah, probably.
Fingers crossed.
Can I say, so before we go,
okay,
Damien might be starstruck, but not nearly as starstruck.
I wouldn't say that.
You
nervous?
Oh yeah, he doesn't actually care that much about you.
Okay,
fair. But our producer Selena is a huge fan of yours.
Okay,
like genuinely, to the point that she knows your blood type. Okay, actually not. She told me she didn't, but I was like, find it out. Figure it out. So she did.
Okay.
Letting you know. What's up?
Why do you need that information?
We had,
to show how much we care.
We had joked, like, I bet you even know his blood type. Ha, 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 ha.
And then she went and actually found it out.
What's my eye color?
Blue.
Oh.
Blue.
Oh, my God. There.
She got it right.
There's like a 1 in 3 guess you could do there. What's the blood type?
You know what's crazy is that's what she had guessed when we were joking, too.
I think that's right.
Damn.
I never knew my blood type growing up.
Same.
Because it was like never a thing. You like have to ask for it or whatever.
Same. I literally just learned yours.
I think I'm O positive, too.
Dude.
Really?
Because Irish.
Yeah.
That's great. Isn't that the universal donor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Don't call us heroes.
Yeah.
I'm the universal receiver, actually. So give me a little blood.
Hey, that tracks.
God damn it.
Damien walking into any bar. Hey,
hey,
what's up,
guys? I'm the universal receiver.
Lip bite. Anyone. For any reason. No, I think AB negative can take all the blood.
You're crazy.
Little peek behind the curtain, guys. We talked about this beforehand. Selena, talk to Sean. It's not weird. Stop guys, being weird, guys.
We're just goofing.
We're just
goofing around.
People are on calls with HR already, like trying to get her canceled.
Yeah. You know, if there's one person who we can never allow to be canceled here, it would be Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else would you do?
We would cease to do stuff.
I think we would just have to say things worse to distract.
Yeah.
Fair.
Probably. I would do that.
We did talk about it beforehand. I was just trying to make you uncomfortable.
Did you tell her your blood type?
No.
Oh. So she found it.
I learned my blood type, and I think it is that, but I also forgot about it. It's on like a card at home, and I'm like, I'll keep this because I'll forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your blood type?
O positive.
Let's go! Let's all share blood!
Dude! What? I can't contribute, but if anyone wants to give me all yours, well, I guess that'd be fine.
Oh,
anyone
man. Want to
give me your blood?
Dude, actually, if anyone in the room, I need some damn bone marrow if you guys have any of that.
We'll work on it,
I'll
Damien.
Okay,
oh
thank
my
you.
God.
I know what you are.
Say
it. Positive.
Out loud. Oh.
Yeah.
Jump on, spider monkey.
I mean, AB negative, that kind of made me think I'm a little bit of a vampire.
Hey, jump
so, like,
on, spider monkey.
Jump on, spider monkey. It's me, Edward Cullen. No, Edward, her blood is too pure. You gotta stop.
Wow.
Welcome to Twin Forks, Washington.
We never grow up.
That if you go to Bakersfield, that's what everyone sounds like.
Really?
So yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Give me a Bud Light and a hat.
We're gonna send Sean to Bakersfield after this. And you're gonna walk around.
I wanna watch the Dolphins play. Fins up.
Yeah, it's gonna go great for you if we do this.
Barkeep, I would like a hat.
One hat and your finest mug of brandy.
Do you have any sours? You don't. Well,
we are overtime.
Under delivery.
I would keep talking, but I know that as soon as we're done talking, people get to go home. So
I'm so sorry, guys. You're here.
I feel for everyone in the room because I know that
those guys
waiting.
Are asleep over there.
Yeah, Tim is crying.
Check to see if he's alive. Can someone shake him?
Dude, this has been so cool.
Thank you.
It really is so cool that
I'm so happy to be here.
You're a flipping delight.
We're so happy to have you here.
I'm flipping the light?
You're a flipping delight.
Oh, they said you're flipping the light.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I was like, what kind of fucking Mormon ass?
You tripped the light fantastic. Your dancing has been really top notch.
The light fantastic.
Yeah.
Man. That's the second time I've heard Damien say that phrase.
That's Triple so life, sick.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No, you're a delightful human, and I'm glad you came by.
Thank you. I hope it brought the sauce. I'm going to be thinking about this when I go home. Like,
I am
legitimately.
Too. Good. Same.
Because I'm like,
good,
I want the people at home to get a show. This never happens. And then I come on, and they're like, that's it?
Oh, no, you did great.
That's it?
I'm worried I dropped the ball because you're like a top-tier guest, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Nah, I'll be
Damien
back.
Damien had to start with a top-tier guest. That's
yeah.
That's tough. We should have started you off with like Angela or something.
Dude,
you know, work your way up.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, no, I'll unfollow you on Twitter when I leave.
That's fine, yeah. The only time we messaged was I sent you that stupid edit I did.
We
of a fucking...
announced the Streamer Games teams and he sent me like, dude, sick comp or something. And he just
I was like, dude, great, like draft pick or whatever.
Yeah. And who did you add?
So in the bottom right corner, I copied the like the circles of everybody that they had listed, and I added Suleiman the Magnificent of the Ottoman Empire. With the like turban out to here. I was like, dude, you guys got Suleiman the Magnificent? And I hadn't
he was
met
like,
you
dude,
yet.
Great draft pick. It was
this will
funny.
Break the ice. We're good.
This didn't broke the ice. It fucking shattered. You Titanic rammed into the iceberg.
I felt so stupid afterwards. I'm like, he's either gonna get it
no,
or he's
no,
gonna
no.
Hate
I, that's
me.
The, I love that.
Okay. When you responded 5 months later. Later, it was great.
It was just a thumbs up.
No, I left him on red. I just double tap hearted that.
Oh, well.
No, it's great.
It's been a blast.
I look forward to getting to know you more, and not just at the table, but on the field.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
On the field of play.
Great.
I'm very happy to be here. I was also very nervous today.
Cool. Well, good to know.
Can't tell.
Thank you, sirs.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. If you want to get more, subscribe, like, and comment. Let us know who you want to come on Smosh Mouth next. Ian knows everybody.
Whoa, you made it like the X Games.
Yeah.